Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Is not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone.
Taylor Adams, along with the one and only JJ Janae.
Hey.
Well, we want you to get healthy hooked as we wait for Yoniversities, the founder of Yoniversity, Kim Morris, to come on aboard to school us about womb wellness on our women's, this is part one of our women's sexual health edition. Now, Kim is going to let us know how womb wellness impacts our sexual health, how to care for the womb, and a lot of different things. So this month, that's what we're talking about, sexual health. So how do we care for our sexual health? And it does impact. Are we caring for all of the parts of our body and our whole body? Like, a lot of times we like to separate things out, but that we really can. So caring for ourselves, caring for the whole, helps us mind, body, and soul. So we're going to be reviewing physically what we can do to care for, how we can eat to support our sexual health. And then next week we have Dior. And she's known as the Sexual Socrates, and she's going to come and really talk about how we mentally care for our sexual health and how does it impact us at, and at various different ages and stages. A lot of women over 50, you know, go through changes after the change of life. How do we mentally prepare for that, and how do we care for that, and so that we are enjoying, you know, the fullness of that, our sexual aspect, the sexual aspects of ourselves. So, so like, before we even move on any further, just want to let everyone know we opened up the show with Ain't No Sunshine. That was by Christiana Danielle, her version of it, and that was from The Voice performance from this last season on The Voice. And if you want to call in, you can call in to 657-383-1431. Again, their call-in number is 657-383-1431. So, JJ, how's it going?
Girl, it is going good. It's been hot here. And
yeah,
there's plenty
this has
of
been
sunshine.
A real hot July.
We have a lot of summer madness going on here, girl. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about ain't no sunshine here.
I know plenty of sunshine here. But yeah, just even the thought, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. You know, it's like the feminine principle is so important to life. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, we are very instrumental to life. So in that and taking care of our sexual health, you know, we're like everything from reproduction to, yeah, reproduction is really important. Like, we're going to reproduce, and, you know, how do you care for your womb during that process? And just, you know, in life, you know, it's a partnership. And so we are the feminine principle, and it's important that we be strong in that role and strong in caring for ourselves. So a lot of times I know we think as women, we got to care for everything else, and we totally forget about ourselves, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that impact us, from fibroids, tumors, to, and people are getting younger and younger. That's one thing that's amazing me. A lot of conditions that we thought were for older, or when you got older, a lot of young women are being impacted.
Yes, ma'am.
How much of this is our diet? How much of this is a lack of exercise? And how much of this is maybe just not actually truly cleansing? And that's some of the things that's great that Kim would be able to bring about. So we're not quite sure when Kim is coming, because we did have this show scheduled for last week, and she may have gotten confused that we rescheduled the show. But what we'll do, we're still going to have our music, we're going to talk foods, and then we are still going to share, because Kim, again, it's Yoniversity, so that's Yoniversity, yoniversity.us. If you go there, www.yoniversity.us, you can look it up. It's an online training academy, so not only do you learn about it, if you want to, like, take courses to be more astute, or even if you want to start your own business in womb wellness care, it is, now that is hot on the wellness scene. If you're talking about a wellness business, Yoni Care, they got Yoni pads, Yoni, it's so many Yoni things, it is hot. So definitely, if you are interested, it's a niche area. It's good revenue. So if it's something that you're interested in, definitely look at attending Yoniversity. But there, we are going to look at a couple of her articles and as we speak. But we did say this is your wellness groove, right, JJ?
Oh, yes. I know. Yeah. Come on with it.
So we're going to, you know, mix in our soul music. So right now, since she mentioned it, and I know this is one of her favorite songs, and I didn't get to play it before, we're going to go to Summer Madness by Coolin' the Gang.
Oh.
And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about feminine hygiene. rental version. I didn't realize that, but it's still nice and cool and some nice soothing music here for, and I know here we kind of got in-between weather. It's a little humid, but it's still windy, and it looks like it's going to storm any minute. I'm not sure if it is or isn't. How's the weather where you are, JJ?
It is the same. It looks like it's about to storm. It stormed really bad last night and the night before. It looks like it's going to start early today. So
yeah,
I guess
I'm
about summer madness too soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did hear from Kim. Like I said, this was originally scheduled for last week. She is in the middle of interviewing. But like I stated, we will share some of her information. And she did want everyone to know you can reach out to her at www.yoniversity.us. You can go there and you can reach out to her with any questions or anything that you have. So, we're going to look at, she has an article here written on feminine hygiene on the blog. So just to let you know, at the Yale University, the type of courses they have is like Womb Wellness 101, Womb Wellness 102, 103, Launching Your Business from Conception to Birth. And then she has Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Advocate, Reiki 101, 102, and 103, The Art of Mindfulness and Waist Bead Wearing, Full Spectrum Doula, Feminine Hygiene, Placental Encapsulation. So the Feminine Hygiene course is a free crash course, and it tells you why matters. So that's something you definitely, you know, may be interested in. And then they got the featured blogs. So go over there. There's a lot of good information. And they even have a womb gang. It's WOMB gang, womb gang. So that's okay, the feminine hygiene course is something that's coming soon. Will you learn about the do's and don'ts of feminine hygiene, toxic chemicals, and alternative solutions? And so that, when they're talking about, you know, alternatives and as far as your sanitary napkins, tampons, your underwear that you wear, the toilet tissue that you use, douching, and all of these different things. So these are things that are actually impacting and where you can actually, you know, encounter toxicity from the use of all of these things. So that's why that's really important, and that's like one of the big movements in the Yoni. They, you know, they have the Yoni pads, things are, that aren't, they don't have toxic chemicals, because there are a lot of issues and things that various different women have because of using these type things or encountering toxicities from feminine products, and from not like simple things as not doing a cotton liner in your underwear and making sure that that's just white, because the dyes and all of those things can really impact your feminine health. So if you are a person that seems to be having a lot of problem with yeast infections and those different type of things, you need to figure out, you know, why you have excessive moisture, you know, what are you using? Are you using cotton pads, you know, your tampons and things that are, you know, blocking air getting in and out? And, you know, are you airing yourself out? You know, there are times really you don't need underwear on. Like if you're in home sleeping, you're best to not do it, because, you know, all those situations that cause a lot of moisture then is where mold and the yeast and things can grow. Mm-hmm. And we know that, and in turn, of course, it's going to impact you and your sexual health. Anything that impacts your wounds and all is going to impact your sexual health. So what do you think about those things?
I totally agree. She is way past on point. I totally get where she's coming from. It is so vital that we have to be able to breathe. Our sexual organs has to have oxygen. It has to be able to breathe. That's why I'm one of the things I believe in wearing, especially in the summertime, I wear a lot of summer dresses. I wear a lot of things that flowy, that allows you to breathe. I don't believe in being in pants all the time, being in jeans all the time. You got to let your stuff breathe. Even, you know, if possible, even, you know, spring, fall, and maybe winter, if you can wear even dresses then and don't have to have on, you know, pantyhose or tights, if you can do even knee highs or some type of socks that come to your knees where you don't have to have, you know, full tights on or full pantyhose. Your sexual organs have got to be able to breathe. They are congested. They're getting sinus infections. They're getting congested down there because they cannot breathe. They're stopped up, Jackie. They are stopped.
Wow. That is some real knowledge. Even now I'm sitting up here like, whoa, I didn't even think about all of that.
They need a humidifier, if you get my drift. They got to be able to breathe. So, like you said, it's the liners, the certain sanitary napkins, the tampons, the soap, the the laundry detergent. I'm even careful, even on a certain underwear that you wear. What do you, know, even how you're washing them. I wash my undergarments on a gentle cycle. I use different types of laundry detergent of how I wash, what I wash my undergarments in, and then I post my regular clothes. Watch this. My undergarments don't get washed with everybody else's clothing. That is separate.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a very, very different, you know, cycle. It's a different, you know, texture and everything. It's not that you really, really, you know, so focused on that and not anything else, but that has to be vital. That has to have extra care to it. So it has to be a priority. You don't just dump it in there or just, you know, grab it. Okay, and I'm going to go deep on you for a second. I love yard sales. I love thrift stores. But I'm not buying any undergarments, even bathing suits, out of a thrift store, out of a boutique, unless it's a brand new boutique, or any yard sale. I don't care if it's Obama's yard sale. I don't care. That is something No, ladies, that is a no.
And even when you buy them brand new, you need to wash them before you wear them.
Can you say that again? Can you say that again, please?
Before you buy them stuff brand new, wash them before you wear them. Wash out the washcloths before you use them.
Exactly. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And she even got me over here about ready to cut loose. Woohoo!
Boy, wait, y'all just going to be like, when we actually be able to get Kim on, we may have to do a special day for Kim because Tuesdays is her day for client interviews, but we'll do a day where we will bring her on because she has a lot of good knowledge and a lot of good practices. There are just a lot of things that, and Kim is in the millennial age range and that following, but I've just been so surprised, again, how many younger women have issues that, you know, knock on wood, but I've been blessed not to even have yet. But
mm-hmm.
they do have different things, like they got the yoni eggs, things and all. What I really like, they got a lot of products and methods to actually, like, clean you out, to kind of, like, detox you down there.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's kind of hard, you know. You just, you know, as far as, you know, we wash, you shouldn't be douching all the time. That's another myth. And some of us know it, but some of us don't. We think that the more you douche, the cleaner you're keeping yourself. But
no.
There are natural bacteria with the purpose of protecting you.
Exactly.
So when you keep washing all of that out, you're washing that away.
Yes.
And just because it smells pretty doesn't mean you should be putting it in you. You want to keep your douche as simple as possible. Apple cider vinegar and water is fine. There are other ways to, you know, you can get good smells in and cleanse yourself. But you're not trying to make it complicated. It is not something you're supposed to do monthly. And if you are,
mm-hmm.
feel like you're having that kind of odor, you feel like you are doing it monthly, there are other things you need to go back and look at, you know, even from your partner. Now you go read Queen of Fool, Heal Thyself. You need to know what your partner is eating and putting in themselves.
Can I go deep on you for a second?
You.
Can I go deep on you for a second, please?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, stop using all these perfume shower gels down in your intimate special parts. Your intimate mm-hmm. special parts are not made for all these high fragrance, high alcohol shower gels. Just because they
mm-hmm.
smell good to your nose doesn't mean your intimate parts can take all these shower gels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm about to hit you. You're going to be like, ooh, did JJ Janae just say this? Yes, I am. When you have your monthly, you cannot wear a sanitary napkin or a tampon for 8 hours. You must change it every 3 to 4 hours. That is where another place where infection and odors are coming from. You must change
mm-hmm.
that in your underwear constantly, ladies. Wash up and change that in your underwear every 3 to 4 hours. I know it may sound tedious, but odor and infection control is what we have to focus on. Let me drop the microphone.
And that is true. You have to frequently change yourself. And there are natural cloths and things, and I'm going to definitely ask Kim to give us, like, you know, some products and things that, you know, that we know that we can find that you can just use, to, you know, like even if you're at work, that you can just, you know, cleanse, wipe yourself down, make sure you're dry. And something as simple as that. It's not necessarily complicated. You just got to realize you just can't go all day. You just have to stop. So, I mean, you're going to the bathroom anyway. And just think of, like, summertime, I automatically do that anyway. I don't.
Exactly.
Right now, knock on wood, I'm not having to worry about the menstrual thing. But it is hot. And
yes, ma'am.
Yep. To stay fresh, you know, you do that 2-3 times a day to stay fresh, and you know,
and
the skirts now.
Jackie, wherever I go, and they're small enough, you could even stick them in your pants pocket. You could stick them in your and if you have one of those, what do you call it? Those cell phone holders that are like a wallet purse, they fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're so small and thin, they fit in there. I take them wherever I go. Even if I'm not carrying a purse, if I have some type of pockets, if I have a little backpack, whatever I have, it fits in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, there are remedies, ladies. There are remedies. We just got to be on it.
Yeah, so you do have to look at, like, if you consistently have yeast infections, there's other things going on. And it can go all the way from your diet. keeping too much moisture, not keeping yourself dry enough, to your to your underwear, your feminine products. You want to, you know, like break it all down and start journaling, okay, and start looking at what am I using, when do I seem to have the most problems, and constantly getting antibiotics. The problem with that is antibiotics kill, again, all your antibodies. And now some of these are good, and they're fighting infection for you. So you can't keep, and you know, antibiotic is not your go-to method to deal with a yeast infection. Now, if you need to deal with it, you know, to get rid of it for the moment, now, then you got to go and work, go back to the cause. You got to figure out what's causing me to have these things frequently, not if you have one once every 5-6 years, you know, it can happen. It's not that. It's like, but when if you find yourself frequently getting yeast infections, that means that's a sign that something else is going on, and you need to figure out what is going on with you, and that is something you definitely don't want to incur in your sexual health. And then and if a man is doing it, and a man could be passing it on, you also need to be very clear when talking about sexual health about your partner's sexual health and how they're caring for themselves, especially if you are not using condoms. Then what their body fluids are coming into you. So what they eat and how they eat is now penetrating you, and it's sitting in you.
Woo.
So you have to be, you know, cognizant. It should be a partnership. You know, the best sex is always with, I'm not going to say always, but intimacy empowers sexual, you know, sexual acts. And so the ability to be totally intimate and the ability to be, you can be more and more intimate with someone that you are in relationship with, you're in a real relationship with. So to me, that's where you experience the best sex. Now, I know people say they had these wild moments and they can be better or whatever without knowing. You know, I'm not one of those persons, but when you are in relationship, long-term relationships, and you go through levels of intimacy because you're getting to know, and the more you know, the more you can break down, the more walls you can break down, you know, as far as, you know, your mind and physical and all of that, and you get to know one another and this whole discovery process, you know. So the more and more, you know, that sexual relationship is really good. But that's why certain things just work better, because it is a thing about being in relationship long-term with your sexual partner. It's where you get to know them. Y'all get to know one another, how each other work, what each other's doing, and, you know, the ability to experiment and all of those things. But your health, your sexual health, especially if you're active sexually, is definitely coming upon how the person that you're having sex with is caring for themselves, period. You need to know how do they care for themselves, how they're eating, and especially if you are allowing a man's fluid into you. And so, but these are the things we want to look at. These are the things, you know, we want to discover. And we're going to come back with a little bit more talk. We're going to, you know, go into all your different parts. I'm going to make a little suggestion. JJ has some recipe for you. Kim has a whole article, How You Eat Your Way to a Sexy Womb. So we're going to talk a little bit more, but we're going to take a moment for you women to get all swooning. Song is called Latch. It's a cover song, but it's done by a young man, Ignatius. Again, the voice performance. You guys all know I'm so into the voice. And we do the series here on Mastic Real Radio, The Voice in Color. So it's really important. You know, we're totally about the arts and the artists. So it's really important to support the artist. So I buy the music. I play the music. I share it with you guys. I want you to not just listen. Like, if y'all listen to that version for Ain't No Sunshine, come on. This young girl, I don't even know if she's 25. But that jazzy rendition of that song, Ain't No Sunshine, we listen to it at the top, it's hot. So, you know, these are very skilled artists, but we need to support them. That's the difference why sometimes people think it's not really a prejudice issue, but we are definitely impacted by the digital divide. They can get people online and get them to come up, especially younger generation. Now, there's also an ageism thing. Young people, you will see, people that are in high school will kill the game when it comes to online voting over anybody, whether they're white, black, or purple. They will kill the game because that's all they do. They stay on those things. They stay on their phones. They don't know no other way. We know other ways. We get to it when we get to it. But a lot of our artist needs is following them. And it's not so much just for the competition. It's really the life after competition. So this is really what I want us to get into, and this is why I showcase these artists and their music. You need to follow these artists. You need to Chris Blue is actually coming to Philadelphia. So it's been a couple years since he's been on The Voice. I have been following him. And he's going to be in Philadelphia in August, and I'm going to do my best to go see him. So it's, you know, this is how artists make a living, but they give back to us. They give us good music. They give us entertainment. So the goal shouldn't be, how do I get a bootleg movie? No. The goal shouldn't be, how do I, you know, rip the music off so that I don't have to pay for it? No. When you pay for it, they earn royalties, and these artists get paid. Their music can be used in movies and things, and that's how they get paid. And anybody that's working, when we help each other work and be able to maintain ourselves and our home, now we have money to put back in our communities. It's the schools we go to. Artists of color have a lot of the same interests you have because we're all from the same community of color. Well, who else is going to invest back into community of colors and those things that interest but ourselves? But if we don't support one another, we may not have the means to do it. And when you go out and support people consistently outside of your community who doesn't have any interest within your community, it's not even an issue of being prejudiced. It's just that they don't have any interest. Their kids don't go to your schools. Culturally, the things just don't impact. So they don't think to invest or use, or it's just not ever on their radar. So you have to be very cognizant that you are putting a minimum of one-third of your disposable income back into your community. It, you know, and you have to search for opportunities to do that. So this is one way, is through music and different things and supporting these emerging artists, and that's just what I like to ask you to do. So this is Ignatius, and he has come out with a new record. I have to go follow it, but I do follow him, and I ask him, you got any new music out? Make sure you let me know. And they tell me. So they're very open on social media. So we're going to listen to Latch by Ignatius, and then we're going to come back with some more talk before we close out. So I said we're looking for Led, right? Okay, here we go.
You lift my heart up when the rest of me is down. And me, even when you're not around, if there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down, and I latching on back, now I know what I have found, I feel the closing up. In your love, I feel we're close enough. 'Cause I like in your love above. Oh, now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you.
just got finished listening to Latch by Ignatius. That was his voice performance. How'd you like that, JJ?
I am so feeling it. Can we do an encore on that?
I love that. I love it, that young guy. Oh, my gosh. And they got a voice called over Snapchat. And he actually won the Snapchat, which won him an audition to the actual voice. And so the next season, he won the audition and actually got on the show. So,
okay,
And it's really great opportunities for exposure. Now, we do have a caller from the 617. If you'd like to talk, press the number 1 and let me know if you'd like to talk. I'd love to bring you on. Also, Cheryl Norris has been hitting me up. So if you're having a problem, I think I did type in the wrong number. The correct call-in number is 656-383-1431. Again, the correct call-in number is 657-383-1431. Please call in. Cheryl, we are waiting for you, Cheryl Norris. And here she is, so we're going to let her in on the line.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hey. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Man. What an interesting subject. What did I miss?
We've been talking about, feminine products. And then I know that's something you can share with us, too, about healthier products. But, about from your panty liners to your tampons, just caring, especially in the summertime and all, wearing looser clothing, allowing your organs and things to breathe. They need air, allowing them to breathe. And JJ was telling us you should wash up, when you're on your cycle, that you should be changing at least every 3 to 4 hours. Don't be, waiting 8 mm-hmm. hours or more before you change. And those type of things we were talking about when you are being active sexually, do you know what your partner, what are they ingesting mm-hmm. in their body that they're, coming into you? And it's, we talked about, especially for women that are having frequent yeast infections, that's not really normal. And now we need to start to break down, antibiotics is not the cure for a yeast infection. Antibiotics mm-hmm. is going to take care of a symptom for a moment. Now you have to look at why you are consistently getting them.
Absolutely.
So share with us about natural products. You're good with that, Cheryl. With Melaleuca, I know you have.
But I want to start right there.
Because stuff that we wash with, that's another thing JJ was talking about. She's telling the women to stop using all of these perfumed soaps and
mm-hmm.
things,
mm-hmm.
in your in
the
area.
I want to talk about the candidas, because that's actually a symptom of the body being acidic instead of being alkaline.
Okay.
So what that means is a lot of the things that
I want to stop you for one moment, because we never know where our audience is. When you say candidas is the official word for what?
Yeast.
Yeast infection. So that's the formal term.
It can show up in anywhere in the body. It doesn't necessarily have to be the sexual organ.
Mm-hmm.
Thrush is a symptom of candidas, and thrush doesn't always just show up in babies. It can show up in adults
mm-hmm.
as well.
She is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can see it in the mouth. You can see it in the eye. Anywhere that the body is moist, places that open and close, that stuff can show up. And then the acid comes from ingesting the denatured, I'd say, unnatural foods, especially like the breads, the carbs, the rice. And even when we're eating the whole wheat bread, that's not really, really the whole wheat, unless you're getting the all natural the whole wheat berry. You know, we have to be real careful. They're putting labels on our food that are not really accurate. So we got to be really, really careful about what we're eating and be really diligent about knowing what we're putting into our bodies. And so our partners as well, you know. If a man is coming to you with anger, or he's had myriads of partners, or he's spent a lot of time in the streets, you know, you might want to both do some detoxing before you start mixing those juices together. Is that a nice way of saying that? I hope so. In examining those things, you want to start to detoxify and to alkaline your body. Now, the wonder thing that I'm finding helps a lot is the apple cider vinegar. Another thing that helps to bring the pH into balance is the aloe vera. You know, try to get those things into your diet and into your body to just try to bring it into balance, because we're not going to stop eating rice, and we're not going to stop eating potatoes, and we're not going to say, oh, my God, some of us are still eating white bread. So, you know, and I'm saying that like it's a sin, but, I mean, we eat what we eat and we like what we like. So, you know, I can't tell anybody to stop doing that, because these are the things we do. And many of us are doing and eating the things that we saw our parents do and eat. So if that's where we are, that's where we are. We start where we are. But try to take baby steps, I tell people. Just, you know, one little step. If it's like maybe not eating rice every day, and maybe try to eat rice maybe 3 days, white rice, or maybe try to go to a different color of rice. Or, you know, I found that because I can't eat white rice at all, I've become diabetic based on the African-American diet. So, you know, I can't eat white rice at all. I try to get black rice or some of the Middle
Eastern
style.
That's what I do. I love black rice. I do that over brown rice.
I haven't found that yet. And the purple potatoes, I keep seeing it on television. I haven't seen it in one store yet. You know, so and then when we find those things, it may be unaffordable. So, you know, we start to look at the things that we're taking into our bodies. And then, as you mentioned, the melaleuca. So now we got to go out and try to add nutritional value to our bodies with other products. So, and that's how I became involved in melaleuca. But long years, since the 70s, I've been studying and using herbs as a way of trying to combat. Been using aloe vera since, oh, my God, I guess maybe the 80s. I would take the leaf and just scrub the gel out. And put it in some juice or something. And I've gotten to using it for so long that my taste buds can handle stuff that most people look at and say, okay, you must be crazy. You're chewing an aloe leaf, but yeah, okay. But I found that it brings my body into balance. And once you get to a point where you really, really know your body, you can feel it. You'll be able to feel it when you chew it. You'll feel your body come into an alignment. So,
yeah, that's why we really recommend journaling with the Walk and Wellness program.
Absolutely.
We really recommend that you journal, because that's really your wellness journey. That's your walk, is the really the journaling, and it's getting to know your body. And
absolutely.
I don't even like to get into, you know, I'm into the holistic movement, and I know a lot of them say your doctor's this, your doctor's that. I don't even go there. If you're going to the doctor's fine. But you need to be the best communicator. Doctors are not, you can't read your mind. You have to let them know, because a lot of our symptoms are very general. So the more specific you can be with what's going on with you, it makes it so much easier for them to diagnose. And we don't get these misdiagnoses or these general diagnoses because you fit the age, the weight, and the culture of somebody. Got these general symptoms, so I'm automatically going to assign this to you. And not just that, because so many of you guys are non-compliant, I'm just going to assume that you're going to be non-compliant. You're not going to want to do what you really need to do, because, like, you know, diabetes is something a lot of people can just do with, you know, exercise and eating right. And, you know, a lot of these things can be combated that way, but some of them get so jaded that they don't think that you're going to do that, and they start just giving out these general diagnoses. And you can stop that.
Not to mention, Jackie, we have to remember, but just to piggyback on what you said, doctors only practice medicine. No one knows your body better than you do. So
So we, you have to understand, as females, you can go in there with your eyeball hanging out, and they still going to give you a pregnancy test. So the only focus really for a female is pregnancy test. You could be going in with part of your brain matter hanging out, and they're like, man, well, we still we have to rule out being pregnant. But you see my brain hanging out, but we have to make sure you're not pregnant.
Hey, I'm 65. I am 65. I'm 65 years old. I had a hysterectomy at the age of 48, and they still ask me if I'm pregnant. Okay, so
absolutely.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, right. Let's talk about something else. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, they do. And the other thing is, every single body is unique. Everybody is unique. So what works for me, it might not work. Everybody's unique. You know.
Well, that's
everybody's
why you
unique.
Have to. Even when you're taking supplements, because we are going to recommend really good, high-quality, superior supplements. And,
absolutely.
Like, I wouldn't even have made a mention if I thought Cheryl was going to recommend something that wasn't of great quality, because that's the only thing I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
mm-hmm.
Golden Still could be the best blood cleaner for me, but Burdock might be it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter
absolutely.
What, you have to, even when you're whether you're taking pharmaceutical medicines, whether you're taking supplements, you need to journal. And when you start getting a habit of journaling, you just start noticing things. And then you can take and add on.
Mm-hmm.
Your
know
dosage
thyself.
May
it's
be
very important.
Way smaller
than
my dosage of the same thing. I might need more. You may need less. It's just, you know, like she said, we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to journal to begin noticing our body. Now, before we got like 4 minutes before we stop live, but we can continue to talk. But what I do want to know, let JJ come on and give us our recipe so everybody can get their recipe before we stop streaming live. And then we're going to come on back with you, Cheryl. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds great.
How's everybody out there in radio land? We got something good for you. And if you know anything about JJ Janae, I am big on desserts. So today, and of course, it's something that lines up with our topic about women's sexual health. Okay, so one of the things that we're going to focus on is almonds. Almonds is good for women's sexual health, and along with your zinc, your vitamin E, just to name a few. So almonds are aid with stuff like fertility. Almonds are a nutrient that are dense and rich in several traces of minerals that are important to sexual health and reproductions. Okay, so today's dessert is called rustic plum and almond tart. So I'm gonna say it again: rustic plum and almond tart. Okay, so it's 188 calories per serving. It has 4 grams of protein, 1 gram of fiber, and 1 gram of iron. Okay, so everybody ready? So you're going to need olive oil for the cooking spray. You're going to need 1 1/3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of sugar. You're going to need 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 dash of salt, 1/3 cup of part skim ricotta cheese, 2 tablespoons of chilled unsalted butter cut into small pieces. You're going to need 1 large egg yolk, 2 teaspoons of 2% reduced fat milk, 1 1/4 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 large egg white, lightly beaten, 8 plums, pitted and sliced, 3 tablespoons of sliced almonds. Everybody got that so far? So step one.
Now, you know what? Before we go on, I want to go back through the ingredients. I just want to know, like, just suggest some alternatives for the exact same thing. So I know you said the all-purpose flour. Now, there are alternative flours that you can use, from almond flour to spelt flour. Spelt flour, especially talking about desserts, spelt is definitely, try a spelt flour. It's good for baking. and yes. it already has a natural sweet taste. If you're
yes.
doing sugar, I will look at an organic stevia.
Thank
and
you,
whenever you're doing
I
salt,
meant to say the stevia. Thank you for reminding
yeah.
me because I have wrote it down. Thank you so much for reminding me because that's the one I use is the stevia. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and the thing about it, what it won't do, it won't spike the glycemic level, zero calorie.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure it's organic. And then the only other thing is the Himalayan sea salt. That's the only salt
yes.
we really suggest you use, not the regular iodized.
No,
and,
no,
you know,
milk.
Yep, your milk, you make you use any almond, hemp, cashew, you know, there are different nut milks you may consider using rice. Well, will we use rice milk, Cheryl?
I wonder about that. Now, I finally
yeah.
have been able to use, because I wasn't able to use any kind of milk, and I can only use a very small amount of this lactate kind of stuff. I have a hard, very hard time with any kind. Even the almond milk made me sick. So,
yeah,
I
well, I do the hemp milk. I do hemp milk for
mm-hmm.
my mom, and because it's also,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, hemp's a superfood, and
mm-hmm.
that's some of the things. Sometimes when things are more expensive, I look for something that covers several different things.
Right.
And
yes.
this is so
mm-hmm.
like your if you look at your spending pie, it may be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot less meat. Because
mm-hmm.
meat is one of the
mm-hmm.
largest expensive in my shopping. So I do less meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put more money, you know, into hemp milks and hemp seeds
mm-hmm.
and things and all like that. I do hemp
yeah.
because hemp is perfect protein, perfect in omega-3. So I don't have to go
mm-hmm.
get omega-3 pills.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping me with the proteins because I'm doing less meat. So
yeah.
I kind of,
okay.
that's just. Oh, I just wanted to make that suggestion to people that's what I try to do because my
yeah.
budget is tight, too. So I try
mm-hmm.
to get the thing that's going to go the furthest. And, like, I do coconut oil I use instead of butter. And so,
yeah.
but coconut oil has a lot of things it can be good for, but I'll do that instead of butter. And I'll, but I can use it for many different things. So I try to see whatever can give me the longest use that I can
use
multiple ways.
I'm wondering about the consistency because sometimes it'll work in some things, but the consistency might not work in a cake like.
And that's what, ladies, that's exactly what I was about to say. With some recipes, you can't mess with the consistency too much. Some ingredients
yes.
have to be like with here. I would not do a rice milk. It has to be an
okay.
almond milk or 2%.
Okay.
Okay.
Oil, yeah, you can do a coconut oil or olive oil, but you can't deter from it too much because you're going to mess with the consistency and you're going to make it
okay.
too condensed. So some
okay.
things,
mm-hmm.
for some things, you're going to mess with it and it's not going to have the same flavor or condensity. So you got to be mindful.
Yeah, and let people know butter is always going to still be better than margarine. So
absolutely.
Let's leave margin alone.
And unsalted butter. You never want to
okay.
use unsalted butter. When you're baking, especially, use an unsalted butter. So many times
okay.
we think salt. That is one of the things that causes high blood pressure in so many people. Let's put salt down.
Can I just add that something that a lot of people don't know, salt becomes sugar in the blood.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
a lot of people don't know that. We're eating all this salt, but it does turn the sugar in the blood, so it spikes your diabetes levels.
I'm glad you said that because diabetes and high blood pressure are best friends. They
Absolutely.
Hang out all the time. They go out
mm-hmm.
for coffee together. They go partying together. I'm glad
mm-hmm.
you said that. They
absolutely
are
correct.
Best friends. They
mm-hmm.
are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that. They truly are.
I couldn't
are.
Figure out why they kept checking my heart and my blood pressure when they were treating me for diabetes. Like, why you do? I don't have a blood pressure problem. And they never
mm-hmm.
told me. They don't tell you. They just
yeah, they don't tell you these things.
On.
It's just like they treat you like
blood.
You're like
an animal.
That's why you have to do your own research. Like you said, know your own body, do your own journaling and stuff like that. And even if they come back with their recommendations, let me do my research on it. Because
And if you're a spiritual person, take it and ask for discernment. You know, unfortunately, I'm not gonna say this is an unfortunate situation, but with my mom and having Alzheimer, me having to take care of her, I have a person that's not communicating with me well, and I feel like the doctors say, well, she got a terminal illness, so oh well, and I just feel like I'm just guessing out here. So I've been put in that situation, so I do it kind of scientifically. This worked, that didn't, you record what didn't, what seems to have the best effect. You know, I've researched, find out, you know, what's going on in industry, things that they say have a better effect, and I try to align with that. But a lot of times, they're just not necessarily, we think they're there to be our support system, and they're not. So,
watch this, Jackie. I'm going to put this out there to remind everybody. Doctors make their money on the prescriptions that they write. Not on office visits, not on surgeries, but on the prescriptions that they're right is where their money comes from.
And let me add to that. They also spend little, very, very, very little, almost no time on learning about nutrition. That is why they blow us off when we talk about it. If they get a whole day, that's a lot. Compared to 8 years of medical school, they might get a day of nutrition.
Wow.
That's why they have so many problems when we talk about what we eat or vitamins or herbs, and they blow it off. Not because it's not good science and it doesn't work, but because they don't know. And they've been given a God complex.
Well,
so if you got a God complex and somebody's coming at you with something you don't know, the best thing to do for them is to act like it doesn't make any sense, or you're crazy. So you ain't crazy. They just don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you a whole family here. So I said that diabetes and high blood pressure, I should say, are siblings. So their cousin is high cholesterol. Their parents are heart attacks and strokes.
Wow.
How that all is one family.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Okay, so then I would make the great-grandmother liver damage.
Woo!
And if you take insulin or metformin for too long, you're going to lose your kidneys.
Woo!
Yes, it breaks down your organs.
Yes, it does. It's a scary, scary thing. So they are actually condemning us to die when they put us on that medicine.
They are. And then you have to, if you're really cognizant about your sexual health, and I know it seems like people might think we got way off, but who can feel good sexually when you're feeling so bad all these other ways? When your blood flow and your circulation is restricted, you're not getting the sexual arousal and everything that you should be getting.
Absolutely.
And these things are not
separate. They don't tell you that a lot of these medications affect your sexual health. It affects your sex drive anyway. They don't tell you this.
You need to know these things and so that you're at least making informed choices. And anything that constricts your circulation, your circulatory system, which is all in the lymphatic system, which is all what high blood pressure is about. It's about floods in the system. When that impacts that is going to impact your arousal because your blood flow directly goes there, whether you're male or female. Your blood flow means everything. That's the oxygen and stuff that JJ was saying that we need it. That's part of what the lymph moves, the grunge, and then the rest of the circulatory system brings oxygen to the cells. That's the purpose. So we can't separate these parts of ourselves out. So you nutritionally, you want to be bait. You want to be nutritionally sound. that's one of the first things you want to go after. Exercise is everything. And so we're going to get back to the recipe, but we'll talk a little bit about, you know, certain exercises and, like, belly dancing. Is just put that out there. That's a great exercise to do, especially you got fibroid tumors and everything, but it really helps exercise the whole womb system. So if, even if you just go online and look up some YouTube videos and start doing adding belly dancing exercises to your regimen, that is actually helping you work your womb.
Hmm.
So
I'll
back to the recipe.
I'll say this one last comment. You know, when I was giving the example of the brain and your intimate area, the doctor calls the time of death when the brain has went without oxygen 30 minutes or more. So if the brain has to have oxygen for it takes after 30 minutes, it is declared dead. So if the brain has to have oxygen, you have to have oxygen down there to be considered alive, or like you said, to have that healthiness, that arousal and type things. So just marinate on that, guys. Just marinate on that.
Wow.
Okay. So now back to the recipe. That's just the Chronicles according to J.J. Janae. Send me my tips. Thank you guys. Hey, don't knock a girl's hustle. Okay, so back to this wonderful dessert. Now pay attention, everyone. If you're going to let your dough sit overnight, do not do step one right now. If you're going to let your dough sit overnight, do not do step one, okay? But if you're only going to let it sit a couple hours, then after a couple hours, your step one would be preheat the oven to 350. Go ahead and coat a large baking sheet with your cooking oil, okay? So you're going to combine all your flour, that half a cup of stevia sugar, thank you, your baking powder, your Himalaya salt, thank you, and a food processor. Then you're going to add your ricotta cheese. Then you're going to add the next four ingredients that we talked about. Then you're going to pulse it until the mixture begins to form like into a ball. But do not overprocess all of this, okay? And you're going to let it shape into a disc. You're going to wrap it into a plastic wrap and refrigerate it for 2 hours, okay? Or you can do overnight. So like I said, if you're doing overnight, do not preheat your oven. Now, once you take it out of the refrigerator, place the dough on a lightly floured wax paper, then top with another sheet. Roll out into a 10-inch circle. Remove the wax paper and transfer dough into a prepared baking sheet. Fold edges to make a half-inch rim, okay? Bake for about 10 minutes in the center of your oven. Remove and brush top with the egg white, starting at the outer edges, working toward the center. Then you're going to arrange the plum slices in smaller and smaller circles until the crust is covered. Then you're going to sprinkle with 2 tablespoons of the stevia sugar evenly over the plum, and then you're going to bake additional 25 minutes. Okay, then you're going to pull back out, and you're going to top with the almonds and the remaining tablespoon of the stevia sugar, and you're going to bake for the last 10 minutes or until the crust is a golden brown and that the plums are stiffened. So you're going to remove the tart from the oven. You're going to let it cool for a few minutes, and you're going to cut into wedges, and you're going to serve. I'm not going to tell you not to put what you want it. I'm not going to tell you not to put ice cream on it. Do what you do. Do what you do. But the almonds are a good good thing for women's sexual health. So enjoy. Now, if you are an almond lover, you can put more almonds than what the recipe called for. But if you're kind of like a basic almond, then definitely follow my recipe. But enjoy. And yes, you can substitute. If you don't like plums, you can substitute for a different fruit. So you do not have to use plum,
plums, you can use, what was I just thinking about? Peaches, you can use apples, you can use cherries, you can use strawberries, you can get creative. So go with what you know. Go with what works for you. And if you have your phone,
well, the one like food that's good. I'm not sure, even though that plum sounds really good. Plums and peaches is probably what I would go for. But a fruit, just to know, just to eat it raw, that's very good for your circulatory, I mean your everybody, your urinary tract system that keeps the bacteria out and everything, is blueberry. Blueberry is another superfood. So just eating raw blueberries, and JJ, she can't have blueberries.
But no, if I can't have any type of berries. I'm allergic to all berries.
No berries. But it definitely keeps your urinary tract cleaned out and keeps you with a good flavor, ladies. Be berry-licious.
Yes, berries are good for your sexual health. So eat your strawberries, your raspberries, your blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
You all do it up for me. And think about me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, JJ,
Wait. Blueberries are also excellent for diabetics. Highly, highly recommended for diabetics.
Okay.
Yeah. Blueberries is a superfood. Blueberries and hemp seeds. Those are two superfoods.
Yeah.
They are the super of the superfoods. They like hemp seeds gives you 9 amino acids as far as proteins, as opposed to 8 like meat. They are the perfect ratio of omega 3, 6, and 9. And blueberries it has so many benefits. So this is kind of like when I say you make a choice, like maybe if I can't do all, and don't mix your berries. You can have all the berries, and they all are good, like JJ said, but don't mix your berries. Eat your strawberries separate. Don't mix berries because then you create a problem.
Absolutely.
So don't mix your berries. Eat them all separately. But blueberries do provide so many other benefits. And so you said they're good for people with diabetes?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Yes, they are.
See,
highly recommended for diabetics, yes.
Great.
Every time I talk to my son, he wants to know, do you have blueberries in the house? Well, I keep them in my house and eat them almost every day.
Oh, that's
I love the show. I learn something new every day. Every show.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the in the school called life.
So tell us about, Cheryl, tell us about products that we can get, you know, that we use on our bodies and, products that we all use around to make sure that we have safe products from toilet tissue, safe products that we're using in our feminine hygiene.
Okay. So please don't buy the dishes that they have in the store, okay? Summer's Eve and all that stuff, that's not good for you. You can use warm water. And I was just reading about this yesterday. I have used apple cider vinegar. Back in the day, my mom and them used to use the plain white vinegar. Remember when they used to have the 2-quart things that they used to hang over the door? They could put the water in it for 2 quarts and give you hot water. Okay. I don't know if what I learned over the years is it's probably better not to do that on a regular basis unless we're dealing with some kind of issue like the candidas or any kind of urinary tract infections or whatever. I wouldn't do that on a regular basis unless we're dealing with an issue. But if you have an issue, you want to try to get that 2-quart bag and get yourself some apple cider vinegar in there, some aloe in there to try to get everything alkaline. And if you do that for like maybe 7 days, you should be okay. But on the regular, take a bath, get in your tub with some maybe ACV, apple cider vinegar, and some baking soda. The old stuff that our parents use, the natural things are best for us. Things without chemicals. Try to get things in their natural state with the fewer chemicals added as possible. So, and what you guys are saying about airing that stuff out, you know, when you're in your house, try to be naked. Give your skin, your body, that stuff some air.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a teacher say, I'm going to use the word yoni. Give your yoni some sun time if you can find a way to do that. You know, that lets the sunshine on it. It needs vitamin D too. So, yeah, it needs exposure. It needs air. And that's the seat of our power. That's where our divine feminine springs from. And the world needs it. It needs it. And so we need to take better care of ourselves. But try to not introduce a whole lot of unnatural stuff inside of there. I don't know how many people are aware of the cancer cases that are going on from women putting powder inside their bodies, that talcum powder and stuff. It closes your pores.
Wow.
So your skin, it closes up the pores, and it causes cancer. And that's what those cases, those big cancer cases and the talcum powder that you hear in the middle of the night, that's what that's all about. So please don't put that under your arms or into your yoni. That's not good. People were doing it because they wanted to smell good. Well, it's supposed to smell natural. If you're eating, like Jackie said, if you're eating natural things, you're eating blueberries, it's going to taste good anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it makes a difference. When you learn how to eat right, you don't really, you don't have those issues. If you eat right and air out. And, keep yourself dry. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we may be rushing out the shower and rushing to put on, but you have to dry that area. You can air dry your body, but you have to make sure that you are dry down there, because when you put your underwear on and you're running, you're creating these, you know, pockets of moisture. So make sure that your hair and everything down there is dry. Make sure that you're dry.
Yeah, people are using it, going back to the cotton underwear, because it allows the body to breathe. You know, those polyesters and a lot of those other synthetic fabrics don't allow the body to breathe. I like lace. I just kind of do. I'm old school. And just because it
is. But if
you
have a cotton liner. Yeah.
Yes, they still have a cotton liner.
Okay,
even if you use the nose, have a cotton liner. Everything that you use, try to make sure there's a cotton liner in it. And be without it as much as you can. You know, those women from the Middle East with all those clothes on, everybody yelling about all those clothes, but up under there, there's nothing not unnatural against their skin. And there's a reason for that. Yeah. So just try to be as natural as you possibly can and not get a whole lot of chemicals inside of your body. So, yeah, the products that I represent are natural as much as possible. They are
home and all, like solid tissues, and don't y'all have everything for the home
they
and
don't
all?
Yeah, absolutely. They don't have paper goods, but they have like cleaning products, things for your disinfectants and laundry detergents, dishwashing liquids, those kinds of things, soaps for your body, deodorant, toothpaste, almost everything except for things that go in the refrigerator and paper products. You can get in a much more natural state. Things to fight the inflammation.
It makes a difference
vitamins.
When you're cleaning your, you know, cleaning your tubs
absolutely.
And your things.
Mm-hmm.
If your products themselves are natural, you're not passing on, you know, those chemicals. And they clean well. Actually, I'm a customer, so I'm not just saying this stuff. But,
I
wanted to support Cheryl, and Cheryl supports you. He's gotten Soul Purpose. So, like, when I say, I talked earlier, right before you came on, Cheryl, about us supporting one another, how important it is. And, so I got what I need. I didn't just buy something to buy something. They have a whole lot of things. And I was getting ready to hit the dollar store for cleaning products. So I got it there, and it come concentrated. So it's not like I'm going to run out of them real quick. And I got cleaning, you know, regular cleaning, and it cleans the floor. It cleans everything. And then I got my glass cleaner because I got a glass table. My animals love being on, and I just was out of glass cleaner. And I'm telling you, just use a little bit of it. I put it in water spray, but it's all natural. So now the tables that my animal loves to clean on, even though I have to clean a couple times a day, I'm not worried about them having to lay on top of it. That which I clean the tub out, and I, you know, things that I clean and where I'm sitting my mom on, I'm not worried. And I have a tendency to sometimes make things strong. And sometimes I had to clean things for several times a day just because of situations. I know that I'm not putting it on top of chemicals or, you know, those type of things. So it makes a difference, again, when it comes to our feminine, where we sitting our hiney at, where we're in the tub laying and those things.
And what your kids are picking up, and what your your animal's licking at you, or your child is you know, children do some strange things, and where they put their hands and putting their hands in their mouths and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about those kinds of things with those products. I picked up a disinfectant, and I had no idea that I was using a disinfectant that had ammonia in it. So I'm looking at that disinfectant, and I'm looking at the disinfectant that I bought from the company that I represent, and I'm like, oh, wow. This disinfectant from my company has 99.99% effectiveness when it comes to fighting the germs, all of it, the salmonella, the all those things you can get. And there is no ammonia. It's all natural products. It's all herbal products. And I'm looking at this other thing, and it's like ammonia is like the second ingredient. Well, I was floored. Oh, my God, I've been using this for years. And I had no idea that I'm, you know, I got a great-grandkid just born. And she's a kid, you know, she's putting her hands on the sink and in her mouth, and oh, my goodness, you know. So we have to be aware. And thank God we've gotten to the point where we have these products now, because I know my mama used bleach and ammonia and all that stuff, and probably a lot of us are still doing that, but there's a better way. Now we have a better way. So let's try to do more natural things that are safe for our kids and ourselves.
And I'm so glad you called. You really added to this conversation. And JJ always has some great wisdom. So I want you people to just, you know, keep following us. Now, I want everybody, I have posts all over social media. So we're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. I will create a thread in Twitter. And with these things, you'll be able to follow each and every one of us, because JJ is also part of Soul Purpose. So if you want to support, you know, JJ, this month, our Joy of the Month is about the feet. And so you get for $35, you know, as a preferred customer, and I'm pretty sure you're a preferred customer, Cheryl. If not, I'll make sure you are. But, you know, as a preferred customer or as a distributor, we get the $50 Joy of the Month package for $35. But the Joy of the Month package is always worth $65 or more. So this month we have a nice huge foot soak. You got a foot scrub. And then our moisturizer that's called Soul, S-O-L-E, Soul Food. And it smells so nice and makes your feet feel so nice. So that's the package for this month, is for the feet. I know we talked about the feet last month. But the feet package came out this month. And so... Yeah, you know, they're all different type of things we all have. But the main thing is, you know, we want to care for ourselves. So take advantage of the specials. We all have preferred customer programs, and which basically means you can shop for less. So there are all their benefits to being preferred customers. So Melaleuca has a preferred customer program. Soul Purpose, Longevity has one. And then we also have our Lavelle program. So... But we're going to give you access so that you can shop. If you have questions, post your questions. Of course, for Kim Morris, I told you she's at www.yoniversity, that's Y-O-N-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y, yoniversity.us. She's supposed to be our special guest, but we did change the date, and she was booked, not able to make it over. But, check her out. The site is great, great information. And she also, too, has an article to Eat Your Way to a Sexy Womb. So we'll put that link in the feed as well, so you'll find about, you know, other ways to eat. And then we're going to hopefully, JJ, get a minute and be able to post the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the threads, maybe she can post the recipe in the Facebook thread. And that way you guys can sit down and make your tarts, make your healthy tarts, treat yourself. And so understand, that's why we call it our lip-licking healthy segment. You can eat healthy and it still be lip-licking good. So don't think you can't. So we have all these healthy women here to prove it. And as you see, they're... we're all people. Cheryl is, you know, still battling diabetes, and it's not because of exercise or eating and all. She has another, you know, another issue with her.
A lot of issues, but I'm doing
well.
I've lost over 20 pounds since the end of February. And yeah, my numbers are really, really great. So I'm doing good. Doing really well.
You see? So there are things, well, what she is a living example, a living walking example. Somebody has an issue, she's work on it, and she's not thinking that I'm going to go out and take a pill and I'm going to be all better. She knows it's the multifaceted.
I'm not taking a metformin. I am not taking a metformin at all. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, no.
I know you're not.
But I just think some of us have this mentality. We think that we're going to go to the doctor, and the doctor's going to give us a pill that cures it. But most of the time, what they're giving you is something that works for the symptom. You have to figure out what's the cause, what's causing it. And it's almost always a holistic approach. And if you ask the doctor, if you ask them what they...
She's the poster child of her own transformation.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. JJ, I never heard
yes,
that.
Yes, that's another JJ Janae saying.
That's one of my creations.
I never heard that. The poster
that's
child
because
of
that's one of my creations. Yep,
and
that's one of my creations.
Be the poster child of your own transformation.
Yeah,
and that's our call to action here.
Yeah, I need to post another one of the reduction of inflammation. Because, yeah, you're absolutely correct. I got to write that one down. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Hey, just give out my shout-out because I created
Absolutely. I feel you. I'm a word
person.
I always want my shout-out. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
So that's basically it. She is the poster child of her own transformation, and that's really what you have to be. I mean, we definitely look to people for examples, but now it's like, well, I have to be the, you know, I see, you know, you see how one person do it. Now I need to do it for myself and show me that I can do it. You know, you have to actually, you know, take steps to transform. So we're going to close this out. We just really thank everybody, and I'm so glad you came on, Cheryl. And again, everyone, information will be posted. So Facebook event, you know, just check for the event on Facebook. Also follow the thread on Instagram, and then when you go to Master Grio Radio, you'll see the show. So the information will also be posted with the show, and you'll be able to get to the Walking Wellness site. So wherever the blog post is going to be, you're going to be able to find it at mastergrioradio.com. You'll see the show, you'll see the player, and all your information to follow there. That you will need and how you can just follow along. So we're definitely going to blog on this, make this as a real nice blog, and you'll be able to follow everyone, follow along. And we just thank you for being here. Again, Walk in Wellness, and we ask you to, this is your discernment tool. It's what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allow in your spirit. Is it life-giving? A life robin. That's what you know, you always check. Read the label, read the ingredients, ask questions. This is what you need to know. Is what I'm doing life giving a life robin? And that helps you to start your process. And then, you know, seems like a whole lot. So just start with, here's another question JJ came up with. She didn't even realize that I pull them out. But what can I do? Don't focus on what you can't do. Can't do everything. But focus on what can I do? What's one thing I can do right now to start my journey, my wellness journey, to start my transformation? What can I do? And with that, ladies, I'll make you first, Cheryl, and then we'll close out with you, JJ. If you had 30 seconds in the whole world listening, what would you have to say?
The first thing I would say is love yourself.
One in part.
Love yourself first, last, and always. Forgive yourself first, last, and always. Then forgive others and release all the pain, all the guilt, all the shame, and use that space to live out loud and live in light. And that's what I would say. I am complete.
JJ.
Do not tell me what you cannot do when I have showed you that you can.
Well, since we've been talking about good food, good eating, and nutrients, we're going to roll out in Darian Duchon's Superior Nutrients, from his album Bionic Boom Bat. That's another independent artist. Find his The Bionic Boom Bat on iTunes and all digital outlets. Everybody, have a great day.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Higher rank, quality, or importance. Nutrients, a substance that plants, animals, and people need to live and grow. Let's start with the chorus, shall we?
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients sit in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And life was psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
That good loving, yeah. Feed me the music that keeps the party jumping.
Okay.
Keeps the speakers bumping, the eardrums thumping, the heartbeats pumping. More than a little something, something. Feed me that wisdom, give me some knowledge, politics, Shirley Chisholm. No divisions, no schisms, new living, new decisions, nothing but net. Swoosh, Scotty Pippen. Feed me a winning, I spit it, I win again and again with my pad and my pen. The mic is my frame with the verses I send. Bonafide champion, I don't have to pretend. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 10. Feed me some melody, so when the ego goes crazy, I can pull the Dick Tracy. Knock it in the next week, or better yet last week, cause fucking out the side of your mouth makes you look weak. Speak when it's time to speak. Feed me that swag with a whole lot of class. A tablespoon full of jazz, some hip hop for you. A pinch of rock and roll, Johnny Cash. Sipping on fine wine, I walk the line. Throw your hands in the air, don't be scared. Yo, remind me again, how does the chorus go? Oh, swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And life is psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
The truth, and I spit it to the youth to take their head out they noose. Brother gems like a golden goose, not that Kool-Aid juice. Oh yeah, cause I got the juice like Bruce to make my enemies your truce. Feed me that power so I can devour every coward that steps in my way. Place the flower on his grave and take a nice hot shower while laughing in my tower. Ha 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 ha. Feed me that stamina, negative rapper ain't a fan of you.
Nope.
Sometimes I wanna scream it, man. Behead you like a samurai, but I counted you. But shining my light like the flash off my camera. Feed me, Seymour, feed me. I'm hungry. Yo, I got the munchies.
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And like some psychedelics like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And like in psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
Bionic Boom Bap.